This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lila Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Doiv, also L'schus, Refuah Shleima for Kol Chayei Le'am Yisrael, also L'schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are Nesunim B'Tzara V'Shivya. We're up to Maseches Makis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Vav. We're talking about Averis, that if a person does them, he is Mechuyiv getting an Einish of Makis, and we talk about that these are Lavin. We're talking about some of those Lavin, and we're giving details about them. So now the next lav that we're going to talk about is kesevis kaka, meaning making a indelible or an unerasable writing in one's own self, in one's own skin. And it has to be that it's a writing, and it has to be that it's unerasable. So that is usually done, it's known as tattoo. It is done usually by putting some ink under the skin. Now, if someone were to somehow or another make the skin have a permanent mark in it, let's say he causes himself to scar in a certain way, that it writes a certain thing, that is not yet being over the avera, because it has to be that there's ink that makes that indelible thing. So he has to have it that there's ink, and that there's it's permanent, and that it's by the skin. Hakosev ksoivis kaka, somebody who writes a permanent writing on himself. Kosav v'lo kikea, if he wrote it, let's say he wrote it with a Sharpie marker on himself, and he didn't make it in a way that's indelible, that it doesn't erase, meaning it doesn't get under the skin in a way that it doesn't erase. Or kikea v'lo kosav, he made something unerasable, but it was not something that was written. It was not with ink. It was just that the skin itself is unerased, right? So here's somebody who's taking a pen and writing on his hand, and that's not considered a permanent thing. It has to be that somehow or another it gets under the skin. Here, I don't know exactly what this means that he's doing this, but he's somehow or another getting it under his skin. He's not chayev for the avera unless he is writing it and getting the writing under the skin. Bidyoy, it has to be with some kind of an ink, ubekachol, or some kind of a blue pigment, uvechol davar shu roshim, any kind of thing that is an ink or some kind of an item that when it's get put under the skin, it leaves a mark. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon, Ein chayev ad sheyichtev sham Hashem. He's not chayev for writing anything on the skin, unless he writes Hashem's name. And he learns it from a limud that says, Uksoivas kaka lo yisitnu bochem, ani Hashem. Do not put an indelible mark on yourself, I am Hashem. So by the fact that it says Ani Hashem, it makes a remez to us that the only way to be mechayev is by writing Hashem's name. We don't paskin like him, and we paskin that anyone who does any kind of indelible tattoo or anything like that is chayev. But that's Reb Shimon's shita. Yashakoyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.